60, over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
WMFO in Medford.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Any idea?
I don't know. Have you seen me with my clothes off?
I know you like two things I like.
Chicken
and chicks.
You're the greatest lover I've ever had.
To hell. I practice a lot when I'm alone.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Carolyn and her mother have found one way a girl can repay a boy for entertaining her.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Finally, it's layers. Hook up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Would be fun.
Kiniyaketa onna no okina me no naka ni adami to ibu no chikyu ga mieru otoko tachi wa matte iru onna no mizugi ni kakurete iru Zeus no Dione no kawaii ko
Thank you.
けた女の金色の髪の毛にエロスが刺そう。楽園がある男たちは待っている。女の水着に隠れてるゼウスとリオネの可愛い子。手のひらに男が迷う。
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program. Oh no, no, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And this evening, we're bringing you a lovely and lusty Valentine's Day special. We began the show with, I think, a nice and appropriate segue from DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. That was the Japanese group sounds band Cougars with Aphrodite, from a great compilation called GS I Love You, Japanese Garage Bands of the 1960s. And the actual genre was called group sounds, but garage bands is a pretty rough approximation of the concept, although they were all dressed up with nice jackets and ties. And we are continuing the kind of theme that we had going last week with songs about love, as well as related feelings like lust and jealousy and revenge and obsession. And in particular, my audio clips from who knows where includes a couple of so-called educational movies produced in America in the 1940s and 1950s. Dating Do's and Don'ts, Are You Popular, and Beginning to Date. And there's an outstanding website, archive.org, that has all sorts of historical media, films, audio samples, records even. Archive.org. So, we're going to start off the next set with a fairly innocent song about young love. And we can thank DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to this Japanese band, the Neat Beats. But then, we're going to quickly move on as we start the rest of a pretty high energy and varied, yes, of course, this being a plastic sushi, we're doing a whole lot of genre jumping, jazz, rock, funk, punk, electronic, but it's all a pretty high energy show this evening as we celebrate a lovely and lusty Valentine's Day.
How do you choose a date?
Yes,
WMFR in Medford.
Let's start over again, right here, now.
How do you choose a date? Whose company would you enjoy? Well, one thing you can consider is looks.
She up and down. Yeah, I believe. It's not the little girl thing, is it?
No, it's not that one.
Come on, tell me.
No, come on. You can guess. When do I guess? When am I guessing? And I'll tell you.
The fireman. The fireman thing.
No, it's not the one at the fireman. That would be fun, but it's not. You know what it is, honey?
What?
And the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park. Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up. You and me, we never ever ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought. Undressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
My mom, you don't tell me about this. Am I being a bad girl?
We're getting funny in the back of my car. I'm sorry, honey, if I took you just. Tell you, honey, just how fine you are.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, we are bringing you the lovely and lusty Valentine's Day special. We began that last set with a song going out and coming to us from DJ Easy Ed. That was the Neat Beat. A Japanese band with a real vintage sound to them. Looks So Nice, as we started off that set with a fairly innocent song about young love. And then we quickly moved over to a cool cover version of a song, of course, originally by Madonna, Like a Virgin. That was Annabella Wynn's version. And then, well, these days, a lecherous old man, Gene Simmons and Kiss, from their 1976 album, Love Gun, Christine 16. You know, I used to admire Gene Simmons. He was a musical hero of mine, sure, in my adolescence. But I'd have to say I've changed my mind about that for a couple of reasons. But he's just, I think, overall a pretty sleazy guy. A very rich one, and certainly a marketing genius for the way him and Paul Stanley put together the group. But as a human being, no, not a kind man at all. And then the Ramones, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. And we followed that, well, an audio clip from Who Knows Where, right? Yes. Looking for something from the fantasy jar. And what came out of that, or after that at least, was ZZ Top and their song Pearl Necklace. Although it wasn't talking about something made of oyster beads. Oh no, a little bit more some slang. Double entendre, that's what we like on this show. As Captain Kirk says in our intro, push it right to the edge. But the words left unspoken are not over the edge. And then a public service message disguised as a pop song brought to us by Bedsider.org. There are so many safe and effective methods of contraception these days. And we finished off that set with my Good Girl, Bad Girl remix of Van Halen's Feel Your Love. Backing me up right now is that crazy Mexican producer, arranger, genius, Esquivel. And this is Who's Sorry Now. Is sex necessarily dirty? Only if it's done right. I know there's a lot of, well, cautions these days about having safe sex, and those are all quite reasonable things to follow, certainly if you're not with a long-term steady partner. But I think it's appropriate to point out that exchanging bodily fluids is intrinsic to the act. In fact, up until relatively recently, every single human being that existed was the product of unprotected sex or protected sex that failed. But that's changed with test tube babies. But it's still, in general, a true kind of thing. And a very famous study, getting down to our biology, the sweaty t-shirt experiment was a study that in the 1990s, where this Swiss researcher and his team had men wear basically an originally clean t-shirt, but for 2 days. And then they put them in boxes and they asked a whole bunch of women to take a sniff and rate the attractiveness of that. And different women were definitely attracted to different t-shirts. And the results showed, in general, that women were attracted to men who had basically an immune system that was different from theirs. So we, at least these women, kind of find men whose biology is complementary to theirs, as opposed to the same, to be more attractive. And the end result of that is, as far as making babies, it's a lot better to mate with somebody who's got an opposed, a different immune system, because it brings the two together. And it also, well, so that's a fascinating bit of biology, that we really, truly can be attracted to people because of their smell and for very good biological reasons. And then, going along this same thought, one thing that I wanted to mention was something that's referred to as the Semengate controversy. And this was something that originally came off of a study where researchers were trying to determine a correlation between depression, and they examined women that were having either unprotected sex, sex with a condom, or having no sex at all, practicing abstinence. And what they found is that women who were having unprotected sex were the least depressed of all of those groups. And these were college women. And the reasoning behind it is that semen apparently has mood elevating effects. It contains a range of hormones like testosterone and also estrogen. Men have estrogen as well. And it appears from this study that that's actually beneficial. And it's not surprising in that same way that deep down our biology is oriented towards making us want to be in good relationships, yes, and to be having fun about this. And the real place where, well, the whole Semengate aspect was, because there was a very senior doctor, Dr. Greenfield, and Dr. Lazar Greenfield, and he wrote an editorial piece in this Surgery News magazine. And he talked about this, and he concluded this Valentine's Day editorial letter with the sentence, "So there's a deeper bond between men and women than Saint Valentine would have suspected. And now we know there's a better gift for that day than chocolates." And, well, he was a prestigious yet elderly doctor at the end of his career, and that just caused a whole bunch of people to get really upset And he ended up resigning from stepping down as the president of the American College of Surgeons and resigning as the editor of the Surgery News magazine. And, well, I think it was just sad that ultimately was something, a science-based joke, ended up costing him his career. But yes, I guess overall, I just wanted to say that there's biological reasons for us feeling love such as we do, and it's a lot easier to kind of see that in other animal species going into heat, or from a science fiction perspective, except in the particular behavior of Klingons and Vulcans when they go crazy. But it's a little bit more difficult for us exactly to understand when we see our fellow human beings doing that. Well, let's continue on with some more music. And we've got Chuck Yu to thank for bringing this next song to our attention. This is from a Japanese band, Melon. And, oh, also, we're going to be hearing from Kraftwerk in the next set. And our audio clips that I've mixed into that are from an interview that former WMFO general manager and 2005-2006, Annie Ross, she had one of the best impromptu shows, Helter Skelter, that's been, I believe, on this station. And she did an interview with Suki, who had developed the Oh My Bod personal vibrator that hooked up to an iPod or other audio device. And so I've included excerpts from that interview that she did in 2006 on our WMFO airwaves into that and the set that'll follow. So let's continue now. The rest of your Friday night sound collage party here with Melon.
It's okay.
I recall you. I begin with.
Love has no boundaries.
We call our the classic killer combination.
My disappointment when you arrived.
Some action, but like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me. Before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Kenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went up to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cole Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she gon' lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cole Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know. Break it down. Saddle, looking
for a little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks, I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, as I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky cold Medina.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
And what is your name, little girl?
Jen.
Jen. And what did you do to get locked up in a place like this?
Well, I was just talking to my friend Steve, and a police came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say.
Is that right? So you're telling me you were unjustly accused?